So we're reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 19, texts 22 and 23. Since there's a purport for 23, that is the verse we will chant. And I will chant solo on text number 22. Asrujatad rishi gana vacha parakshut. Samang madutshud guru shavyali kam abhyashatainam abhinandi yuktan sharashara manash charitani vishno. All that was spoken by the great sages was very sweet to hear, full of meaning and appropriately presented as perfectly true. So after hearing them, Maharaj Parikshit, desiring to hear of the activities of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, congratulated the great sages. Text number 23. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Samagata sarvata eva sarve veda yata murti dhara tripriṣṭhe na iha ata na amutra cha kaścana arta irite para anugraham atmashilam samagata sarvatra eva sarve veda yata murti darastri prishte nehatanu mutra na kashchanarta rate para nugraham atmashilam samagata sarvatra eva sarve veda yata murti darasti prishte nehatana mutta kashchanarta rate paranugraham atmashilam. Samagata, assembled. Sarvata, from all directions. Eva, certainly. Sarve, all of you. Veda, supreme knowledge. Yata, as. Murti dhara, personified. Tripriṣṭhe, on the planet of Brahma, which is situated above the three planetary systems.
На планетата на Брама, която е разположена над трите планетарни системи.
Namely, the upper, intermediate, and lower worlds.
Горните, средните и нишите светове.
На, not.
Не.
Иха. In this world,
този свят,
Ata.
Thereafter.
Na. Nor.
Nito.
Amudra. In the other world. Cha.
Also.
Kashyana.
Any other.
Artha.
Interest.
Nirate.
Save and accept.
Para.
Others.
Anugraham.
Doing good to.
Atmashilam.
Own nature.
Translation. The king said, O great sages, you have all very kindly assembled here, having come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as the supreme knowledge personified who resides in the planet above the three worlds, Satya Loka. Consequently, you are all naturally inclined to do good to others. And but for this, you have no interest either in this life or in the next.
The previous one?
We never did that one, huh? Okay. Yeah, you can read both, yeah. Purport. Six kinds of opulences, namely wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, are all originally the different attributes pertaining to the absolute personality of Godhead. The living beings, who are part and parcel entities of the Supreme Being, have all these attributes partially, up to the full strength of 78%. In the material world, these attributes are covered, up to 78% of the Lord's attributes, are covered by the material energy, as the sun is covered by a cloud. The covered strength of the sun is very dim compared to the original glare, and similarly, the original color of the living beings with such attributes becomes almost extinct. There are three planetary systems, namely the lower worlds, the intermediate worlds, and the upper worlds. The human beings on Earth are situated at the beginning of the intermediate worlds. But living beings like Brahma and his contemporaries live in the upper worlds, of which the topmost is Satya Loka. In Satya Loka, the inhabitants are fully cognizant of Vedic wisdom, and thus the mystic cloud of material energy is cleared. Therefore, they are known as the Vedas personified. Such persons, being fully aware of knowledge, both mundane and transcendental, have no interest in either the mundane or transcendental worlds. They are practically desireless devotees. In the mundane world, they have nothing to achieve, and in the transcendental world, they are full in themselves. Then why do they come to the mundane world? They descend on different planets as messiahs by the order of the Lord to deliver the fallen souls. On the earth, they come down and do good to the people of the world in different circumstances under different climatic influences. They have nothing to do in this world save and except reclaim the fallen souls rotting in the material existence, diluted by material energy. Om Agyana Timanandasham Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Nadati Svapadantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Lamnigate Girim Yat Kripata Mahanvande Shri Guru Dira Taranam. So, Shri Gaurinitai, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Sadbhuja Ki Jaya. So it is very nice to hear about these great personalities. Who bless us with their association. They have no purpose to fulfill in the material world or the spiritual world.
Те нямат никаква цел за изпълняване нито в материалния, нито в духовния свят.
In other words, they don't have a motive. They're not trying to get something out of anyone or anything. They are Atmaram. They are fully self-satisfied. Prabhupada describes them here as messiahs. They are saviors of the fallen souls. We need the mercy of such personalities. Because at the present moment, we are rotting in this cycle of birth and death. In contrast to these liberated souls who have no motives. We have so many motives. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Profit, adoration and distinction. So, if somehow we can get the mercy of such enlightened personalities, then we can be liberated from this hellish quagmire of material existence. So, how are we to get their mercy? That's the question. That's what we need. It is described in Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam Naṣṭa-prayeṣva-bhādreṣu nityam-bhāgavata-sevaya bhāgavat-yuttama-ślokai bhaktir-bhavati-naiṣṭaki. By serving the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, one becomes purified and becomes Krishna conscious. So, this is the secret of success. The full potency of these great liberated personalities has manifested in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are very kindly appearing within these pages. Maharaj Parikshit is here. Shukadeva Goswami. Narad Muni. So many great messiahs are manifesting right here in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if every day we will study this Bhagavatam, then these sages will give us their blessings that we can get out of our hellish repetition of birth and death. And in addition to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is also the person Bhagavatam. That is the spiritual master. That person whose life is the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's living Srimad Bhagavatam at every minute. So if we can associate with such a person who is living the Srimad Bhagavatam at every minute, If we can serve such a personality, then we also become blessed with Krishna consciousness, which is what we need to get free of all of our suffering conditions. We try to enjoy this material world, but it is undoubtedly a place of suffering. Who can deny it? It's like Naminiya is suffering from heavy colds, you see. It is a miserable condition. But if you can situate yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you will see that all of that misery of the sick body you will see that it's just something happening out there in the external energy. You'll see that it's not really you that's sick. You won't be affected by it. Your consciousness won't be affected by it. And even the ultimate misery of death, you'll see it's something just happening out there in the external energy. In fact, there is a description in one of the writings of one of the great devotees in our tradition. One of our great acharyas has written how there is a stage of consciousness that you can achieve. Then when you die, you won't even notice it, you won't even know. It's like you're so busy in the transcendental platform, and death happens, you won't even know. We are so afraid of death. But actually, death is not anything to be afraid of. If you're fixed in Krishna consciousness. As we described yesterday during the initiation lecture, deathlessness begins at initiation. So, why not give up illicit sex and achieve deathlessness? This is intelligent. Why should I hang on to some petty indulgences of this material existence? Just like one girl in Northern Europe, she wrote me one letter, email. She said, I don't see anything wrong with having my, you know, my cup of Starbucks coffee every now and then. I don't see anything wrong with that. Having some liquor every now and then. What's the big deal, you know? But I pointed out to her this example. Many years ago, when I first became grihastha, I was working job. And it was a sales department. So they encouraged all the salespeople to have some goal and then put it on the wall by your desk. Let's say you wanted a new car, you know, you put a picture of that fancy sports car on the wall. Or you want to go to South Sea Islands for a vacation in Fiji, you know. You put a picture of the blue lagoon on your wall. So that you work really hard, you know, and get as many sales as possible. So the worker, he so much wants that South Sea Island vacation. That he decides to give up his normal petty indulgences, like that cup of Starbucks coffee. Or the weekly trip to the cinema. And the Wednesday night trip to the bowling alley. He decides to do austerities because he becomes so enlivened by the idea of going to the Fiji Islands for a vacation. He cuts his expenses down to the bare minimum. So every single penny can go into his savings account for the trip to the South Sea Island. So I told this lady, who was so attached to her little liquor and her coffee, that these are petty indulgences. The one who wants to achieve something greater, they naturally give up the petty indulgences which stand in the way of achieving that greater thing.
Когато някой иска да постигне нещо голямо, велико, той е готов да изостави тези древни неща, които му пречат.
The fact is that drinking some coffee or, you know, taking a little liquor now and then, you know, having sex every now and then, these things hurt us in our spiritual progress.
Факт е, че тези неща, като пиенето на кафе, алкохол и секс от време на време, те ни вредят.
It's like if you're lighting a fire, would it be intelligent to pour water on it at the same time? These petty indulgences, you know, a McDonald's hamburger every now and then, you know, a little Kentucky fried chicken. These petty indulgences, they are pouring water on the fire.
Тези малки удоволствия, като време на време да капнем хамбургер от Макдоналдс или кентъки фрайд чикън,
so that the fire can never burn brightly to consume all the sin in the heart.
Изливат вода върху огъня, който не може правилно да се разгори и да изгори всичките духовни последици в сърцата ни.
So this lady appreciated the point I was making.
И тази дама, тя оцени това, което се опитва да кажа.
Hopefully she's giving up her coffee and her liquor.
Я се надявам, че тя изоставя вече кафето и алкохола.
The point is, if you want something that's very sublime,
полката е, че ако искаме нещо много възвишено,
you have to be willing to make some sacrifices.
Ние трябва да имаме желание да жертваме.
Just like being a qualified medical doctor.
Например, ако човек иска да се квалифицира като лекар,
means that you can earn some these pretty decent money.
Което означава, че може да това е доста добре платена професия.
I don't know about Bulgaria, but in the US they earn huge money, the doctors.
Не знам как е в България, но в щатите докторите печелят много пари.
But going through medical school, it's very austere, it's a great austerity to get through medical school.
Но за човека да изкара да премине през медицински колеж е много голямо отречение.
But they're willing to do the austerity because they know at the end they're going to get rich.
Но те са готови да преминат през това отречение, защото знаят, че накрая ще забогатеят.
So in the same way we're being asked by Prabhupada to do various austerities now, you see.
По същия начин Прабхупад сега ни моли да извършим някои отречения.
Rise early in the morning.
Да ставаме рано сутрин.
Shave your face.
Да се бръсне на лицето.
Take bath.
Се къпем.
Put on tilak.
Да си слагаме тилак.
Put on a dhoti.
И доти.
You see? We're being asked to do some simple austerities every day. attend the Mangal Arti, worship Tulsi, chant 16 rounds on the beads with love, hear the beautiful Bhagavatam every day, and then do our normal daily activities for Krishna. I'm a householder, work hard to make as much money as possible so I can give financial support to the temple. If I'm a brahmachari or brahmacharini, do whatever duties the temple authorities ask me to do. With great enthusiasm and determination. In this way, we perform some simple austerities. The mind just wants to sleep. Well, we say no. We tell the mind, no, you have to engage in Krishna consciousness. You've been sleeping for millions of lifetimes, and where has it gotten you? It's only got you another damn rotting body, that's all. So utilize your valuable human energy for realizing who you are, for taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, and getting out of this very, very difficult, problematic repetition of birth and death. This information we are giving you today is more valuable than all the money of the whole world. So kindly hear it with rapt attention and do exactly what we tell you to do. If you do so, we can guarantee you, you will see God face to face very soon. So we can ask if there's any questions. Everything has made sense? Yes.
Yesterday in the purport of the Bhagavatam, it was said that Maharaj Parikshit, it was obvious that he achieved Goloka Vrindavan planet. So how did they know that he... because during the Bhagavatam, there's so many...
how do they know he went to Goloka Vrindavan?
Exactly.
The great realized souls have the power to see the destination of someone when they leave their body.
Anything
else?
Много коментари ще го пропаде спомена, че всъщност не трябва да се върнем обратно при Бога. Вижте.
Ще го пропаде. Many times says that we should go back home, back to God.
От друга страна, тук се казва, че един напреднал трансценденталист, той не се интересува. Той не иска нищо свързано с да се върне при Бога в трансцендентален свят.
On the other hand, here it is said that an advanced transcendentalist, he doesn't mind where he is. In the
yes. So what is the question? Shishi Garnitaya Jagannath Maladev Subhadra Sudhadvu Jaki Jaya.
On our position, should we desire to go back home, back to God?
Yes.
No.
Or you can also simply desire pure devotional service.
доживаеш чисто спрямо на служене.
Either way, you're okay.
И двата случая е добре.
If you simply desire pure devotional service, you'll go back to Godhead anyway.
Ако просто желаеш чисто спрямо на служене, така или иначе ще се върнеш до Божия свят.
And if you focus on going back to Godhead, the only way to achieve it is by developing the mood of pure devotional service.
А пък ако се съсредоточиш върху това, се върнеш обратно вкъщи при Бога, единственият начин е чрез чисто.
So whichever way you bite the apple, you still get the fruit.
Така че откъдето и да хапеш ябълката, ти пак ядеш плода.
Qualification from going back to God is you're willing to serve Krishna in any condition.
Квалификацията да се върне човек обратно в света е да е готов да служи на Кришна във всяко положение.
Someone says, I will only serve Krishna if he lets me come back to Godhead.
Някой може да каже, аз ще служа на Кришна само ако той ми позволи да се върна.
He is not pure. He has some personal desire.
Но това не е чисто, това е някакво лично желание.
That my dear Krishna, if you make me stay in this material world, I will teach you a lesson, I will become an atheist.
Мой скъпи Кришна, ако ме оставиш в този материален свят, аз ще науча урок. Ще стана атеист.
The body of the Lord is willing to serve in any condition.
Преданието на Бога е готов да служи във всяко положение.
That mentality will automatically take him back to God.
И този начин на мислене автоматично ще го върне обратно при Бога.
Just like you have been to Vrindavan.
Както ти си бил в Вриндаван.
Is it wrong the desire to go to Vrindavan?
Грешно е желанието да се отиде в Вриндаван.
No, it's a very nice desire.
Не, това е много хубаво.
But is it wrong if you say, well, I only do devotional service if I can do it in Vrindavan?
Но ако кажеш, аз ще отдам преданно служене само ако мога да го правя в Вриндаван.
That's impure. That would be an impure mentality.
Това ще бъде нечисто.
So same thing.
But still, we will have personal desire, but we don't put it like condition.
If you have a personal desire, that's very nice. If you desire to go back to God, it is very nice. I read somewhere in Prabhupada's books that the desire to go back to God is a sattvic desire. Sattvic. The sattva guna is favorable for shuddha sattva.
Sattva guna е благоприятна за развиване на shuddha sattva.
The ultimate platform is I'll serve Krishna, you know, janme janme prabhu se, I'll serve you in any condition.
Най-висшата платформа е да се служи на Кришна във всяко положение.
But while you're trying to cultivate that mood of complete surrender to serve Krishna in any condition.
Но докато човек култивира това настроение да служи на Кришна във всички условия.
If you're feeling a desire to go back to Godhead, there is nothing wrong.
И човек чувства желание да се върне обратно вкъщи при Бога, това няма нищо лошо.
But you must consciously cultivate the desire for pure devotional service in any condition.
Човек трябва съзнателно да култивира желанието за чисто преданно служение във всички обстоятелства.
That is a higher conception.
Това е една по-висша концепция.
But we should discourage someone who desires to go back to Godhead.
Но ние не трябва да обезкуражаваме някой, който
Because that desire is favorable for achieving pure devotional service.
Защото това желание е благоприятно за постигане на чисто преданно служение.
If someone says, Sankarshan Prabhu, I would like to go back to Godhead, I wouldn't say, oh, you're in Maya.
No.
That's a wonderful desire. You say, that's very good. Now here's how you do that. You cultivate pure devotional service. You cultivate the mood of serving Krishna in any condition, material or spiritual. And in that mood, you're going back to home, back to God, it is guaranteed. So we must never discourage someone about going back to Godhead, wanting to go back to God. In fact, we should encourage people to have the desire to go back to God. And then educate them how to qualify themselves to do so. By being willing to serve Krishna in any condition, material or spiritual. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Any more questions? Everything make yes?
His question is practical from this morning. While you were doing the puja to Srila Prabhupada, is it okay when an item is offered to sprinkle water on your first?
It doesn't have to be. I mean, generally the pujari doesn't. It's not required that you have to. I mean, I'm offering the arti at the time. I don't. Generally, the pujari just offers the arti. But I, you know, if it's offered to me, I'll take it. But there's no hard and fast rule. How much? There's no hard and fast rule. It doesn't. Since I'm offering, if I was in the audience, you know, there'd be another thing. But since I'm in the pujari, you don't have. Doesn't have to be offered to me. Huh? Yeah, it's not a policy that, okay, now you have to offer it. No. If someone offers it to me, I'll take it, but you don't, it's not required. Any other questions? Yes.
Как може да удържим по-лесно вашето съзнание и изпълнение върху Вриндава?
Върху Вриндава? What is the best way to keep our consciousness fixed on Vriндава?
Yes. The transcendental name, fame, form.
Transcendental ime, slava i forma.
Pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia.
Забавления, придружители и обкръжения.
Дам and teachings.
Дама, обител и учения.
Of the Supreme Lord are all on the absolute platform.
На Върховния Бог са всички на.
For example, within the sound vibration Hare Krishna, Vrindavan exists within that sound vibration. You can factually enter into the holy Sri Vrindavan Dham. Through the medium of Hare Krishna Mantra. In this age, the prescribed yajna is Nama Sankirtan. So, if you will focus on Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will enter into Vrindavan Dham. And you will live in Vrindavan Dham at every minute. The Hare Krishna mantra is the key that opens the door to Vrindavan. If you try to, in this age, if you try to enter Vrindavan without the mantra, you will find the door locked. But if you will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with bhakti, you will gradually experience how you are living in Vrindavan at every minute. Actually, if you take up any of the 9 items of bhakti, Nava Vidha Bhakti, with strong devotion, you will experience how you are in fact living in Vrindavan at every minute. And Krishna will empower you to make this whole world into Vrindavan. A person who is fixed in Krishna consciousness very strongly, he lives in Vrindavan at every minute. He carries Vrindavan with him wherever he goes. And wherever his foot touches the earth, that place is transformed into Vrindavan. So, simply cultivate the mood of pure Krishna bhakti. Without any tinge of karma, jnana, or yoga. And then, as your heart becomes purified more and more and more, you will experience how you are in fact living in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam purport that within the heart there is a mystic television on which you can see directly the pastimes of Krishna. So, by cultivating pure devotional service, you can actually see the pastimes of Krishna happening at this very minute within your heart. It won't be a movie of them happening. It will be the actual leelas. You can see the actual leelas while they are happening. But whatever duty you've been given by Guru and Krishna, externally, you must do that very perfectly. Don't imagine that, you know, I am a great Paramahamsa, so I will simply sit and be in Vrindavan. That is cheap. That is sahaja. Whatever your prescribed duty is given by Guru and Krishna, that you should do with great enthusiasm, determination, and patience. And while you're engaged externally in working very hard to push forward the Sankirtan movement, you will gradually see more and more how Vrindavan is manifesting. Even a fully self-realized soul, Srila Prabhupada, who was living in Vrindavan at every minute, did not retire from the battlefield of pushing forward this movement. He worked very hard to organize this movement and to train and inspire all the disciples all over the world. He worked hard to build temples. He worked hard to push forward book distribution. He worked hard to establish Krishna conscious farming communities. He worked hard to establish Gurukula. He worked hard to counsel all the devotees to see that they were all happy in Krishna consciousness. This is a great acharya. Not someone who simply thinks, yes, I will now be in the ecstasy of Vrindavan. But I won't do any service. Such a person will fall down from Krishna consciousness. But that person who is dedicated to pushing forward this movement, and taking very nice care of all the devotees, to see that they are all happy in their Krishna conscious activities, such a devotee will never fall down. And such a devotee lives in Vrindavan at every minute. So now we are requesting you that you should become such a devotee and relish the sweetest nectar at every minute. Questions more? So, we can stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Prabhu Ki Jai.